بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم مع بعض أشعار رواز فضرت وانا شوه حكيم محمد القصاب رحمة الله عليه فتايتل نية جامومين عطاه رهي هن Let's give a brief explanation before reciting the أشعار حضرت جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وفانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں But that person who all the time is sacrificing for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, such a person will become free, he'll be separated, he'll become free from the fani buto, from those idols, everything which is ghayrullah, everything which is haram. A person will lose connection with those things. In other words, what everyone else is running behind, this will become tasteless for a person. When he acquires the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, when he continuously sacrifices in the path of Allah Ta'ala, then the things of this world, whatever is haram, whatever is ghayrullah, this will not mean anything to this person. وَخَمْرَ كُهَنْتُ قَوِيْتَرْ هَي لَكِنْ نَيَ جَعَمُ مِنَ عَصَاهُ رَهَي هَي That wine, when it becomes very old, the older a wine, the brandy, then it is more valuable in the sight of people, they pay more for it, it is more potent, it is stronger. He says, but this wine of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, the ashiqeen, the ahlullah, the lovers of Allah Ta'ala, they have been given new glasses and jugs and goblets of it all the time. So their ishq and their closeness to Allah Ta'ala all the time is increasing. As my Yunus Patel Sallallahu Alaihi explains this couplet, and he says that the ahlullah, outwardly sometimes they become weak. They are human, they age, they become weak, sometimes they lose their eyesight, they lose their hearing, etc. But in their hearts they are ever young, they are ever youthful. Their hearts are very, very strong, you cannot shake them. Nothing can shake their iman, their tawakkul, their trust in Allah Ta'ala. So outwardly they have to become weak, because if everyone, every wali of Allah Ta'ala was to remain strong, then everyone will choose this path. Everyone will want to become a wali of Allah Ta'ala. How much of millions and billions of rand are spent for a person, anti-aging creams, etc., cosmetics. Person doesn't want to age, doesn't want to become old. So the Ahlullah outwardly sometimes you see the condition that it is becoming weak, etc., but in their hearts they still have this very, very strong and firm love of Allah Ta'ala. Kabhi qalb de kar, kabhi jaan de kar, rahe ishq mein bawafa ho rahe hai. As Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned that sometimes we will give our hearts, sometimes we will give our lives in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi explains as well that here the heart is only for Allah Ta'ala. To the extent of, within the confines of Shariat, a person will have love for his wife, will have love for his family, will have love for his business, etc. But in the heart it will only be, this will be the overpowering love, and the place in the heart will only be reserved for Allah Ta'ala alone. Everything else will be within limits. By doing so, rahe ishq mein bawafa ho rahe. We are actually proving our loyalty to Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes the person will have to give his life, kabhi jaan de kar, we see the shuhada, the martyrs giving their life in the path of Allah Ta'ala. This is showing their loyalty to Allah Ta'ala and the love of Allah Ta'ala. Khushi apni unki khushi par luta kar. But to sacrifice our pleasures for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. To sacrifice our pleasures, our desires for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Hum ab ahle sidq wa safa ho rahe hai. That will make a person from the ahle sidq wa safa. People with purified and clean hearts. There is no hypocrisy, there is no nifaq. A person's private life and a person's public life is the same. We see the person in the masjid, we see a person in his ibadat, etc. He is the same person when he's in his private life. It is not that when he is behind closed doors, he is a different person within the home, etc. Mushaif mentioned, Jo karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasman se. That thing which you do privately, concealed from the eyes of creation, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasman se. Always keep in mind, Allah Ta'ala is watching, Allah Ta'ala is ever observant. Nothing, Allah Ta'ala does not miss anything, he is not blind from anything. So public and private life is the same. Ahle sidq wa safa, the person has a purified heart. Further, this mentions, kabhi pi rahe hai lahu arzuka. Uliya of Allah Ta'ala, they are drinking all the time the blood of their desires. They are swallowing their desires all the time. They are suppressing their desires. Mitakar khudi ba khuda ho rahe hai. By suppressing their nafs all the time, they are becoming ba khuda. They are becoming the devoted servants, the chosen, the selected servants of Allah Ta'ala all the time by crushing their nafs. And this is the crux of everything, is mukhalifat of the nafs. Ismail Desai Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi from Amjinto mentioned, once a person asked Junaid Bazari Rahmatullah Alayhi, that mata takunu da'u nafsi dawaha. When will the sickness of the nafs, the ailment of the nafs become its dawa, becomes its cure? So immediately, spontaneously, Junayd Bakari Rasulullah answered, he said, إِذَا خَالَفَتِ النَّفْسُ هَوَاهَا تَكُونُ دَاؤُهَا دَوَاهَا. When the nafs will oppose its desires, whatever it is, promptings and temptations, then that very thing which was the illness and the sickness of the nafs becomes its cure. So the crux of everything is to crush our desires, to crush our nafs. Kabhi pi rahe hai lahu arzuka, mitakar khudi ba-khuda ho rahe hai. The person becomes ba-khuda, a devoted servant of Allah Ta'ala. Like that he'll be carrying on his life as usual, dunya ke mashkalon mein bhi, wo ba-khuda rahe. His hand will be doing whatever he will be doing, making his phone calls, phoning the suppliers, studying, etc., whatever his occupation is. Dunya ke mashkalon mein bhi, but ba-khuda rahe. He'll be with Allah Ta'ala all the time. His mind, at the back of his mind, will be conscious of Allah Ta'ala all the time. Dunya ke mashkalon mein bhi, wo ba-khuda rahe. Sab ke saath reh ke bhi, despite being in jalwat, in the midst of everyone, sab ke saath reh ke bhi, sab se juda rahe. He'll be aloof from everyone. He'll be with Allah Ta'ala. His heart will be with Allah Ta'ala. A condition that we should endeavor to try and acquire this closeness to Allah Ta'ala. Further, as it mentions, today ho mubarak ke ashke nadamat. Naye baab ulfat ke wa ho rahe hai. It mubarak to you. Congratulations to you. The tears of remorse which you are shedding. We see the Ahlullah, sometimes they are tearing. We feel them sorry. We feel this person is maybe in a sad state. He's depressed. But beautifully, Mashaykh gives the example of that person who is eating that very, very, like Chevro, we will say, that's very spicy. And as he's eating it, his eyes are tearing also, his nose is running also. And when we look at him, we say, this person is really suffering. His eyes are tearing, his nose is running. But no sooner does he finish that packet, he goes and purchases the second packet. And when you tell him, I don't understand, outwardly it looks like you are suffering, you are crying. He says, you need to eat this, you need to taste this, then you'll know what we are experiencing. Like that, the Ahlullah, you see them all the time, in their thought of Allah Ta'ala, in the muraqabah of Allah Ta'ala, sometimes you see them tearing. It's not a sign of depression. The enjoyment that they, and ecstasy they are experiencing is something we can hope to achieve and try to work towards, inshallah. Then Hazrat mentions that Shani karam hai ke na lai qabar. Karam ki har dam ata ho rahe. This is Allah Ta'ala. That na lai qabar. People who are unworthy, undeserving. We ask ourselves, my Yusuf Rasulullah mentioned explaining this couplet. He says, if Allah Ta'ala didn't bring us to the feet of the Ahlullah, the Awliya, we don't know which gutter line we'll be lying in. And he says, I said gutter line, plural, I didn't say gutter line. We don't know where and where Allah Ta'ala's karam, he brought us to the feet of the Ahlullah to benefit, to understand now, get some direction in life. Sahaba Islam was the same. Yet, despite their height, they still felt themselves na like. Fana'iyah, the nation of the nafs, I'm still a nobody. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَلْنَهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. Their hearts are all the time trembling. They're doing what they have to do also. Ma Aisha r.a. is asking Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is someone who yazni wa yasriq. قُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. Their hearts are shivering and shaking and fearing. Maybe he's stealing, he's committing zina. That's why he's fearful. You know, يَسُومُ وَيُصَلِّي. These are people who are performing salah and keeping a qaza. Good people. Sahaba ikram, yet qulubum wajila. That should be our condition. Allah Ta'ala protects us. Sometimes we are happy over our sins. They are crying over their good deeds. They are crying over their good deeds. Allah Ta'ala give us a taste of it. Lastly, as I mentioned, muhabbat ki akhtar karamat to dekho. Ketultan hukar gada ho rahe. Look at the karamat, look at the so-called magic, the beauty of muhabbat, of the love of Allah Ta'ala. That being a king of Ibrahim ibn Adham, of Allah Ta'ala, being a king, yet, gada ho rahe, he becomes a beggar, acts like a poor person in front of Allah Ta'ala, humbles himself in front of Allah Ta'ala, leaves out whatever else Allah Ta'ala has. Just him, Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding.
Johar dam khuda par fida ho rahe hai. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ خمر کوہن تو بتر ہے لیکن وہ قمر کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. وہ قمر کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لتا کر خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لتا کر ہم اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. تجھے ہو مبارک یش کے ندامت تجھے ہو مبارک یش کے ندامت نئے باب الفت کے وا ہو رہے ہیں. تجھے ہو مبارک یش کے ندامت نئے باب الفت کے وا ہو رہے ہیں. یشان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر یشان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. وہ خمر کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت, نئے باب الفت کے وا ہو رہے ہیں. یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالا اسو پر, یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالا اسو پر. کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں.